let's head to Venezuela now, where the health system that was once the pride of the nation has all but collapsed. The country is going through an economic and political crisis, and now tens of thousands of doctors have left, medicines in short supply, and hospitals are barely able to stay open. Previously eradicated diseases are also re-emerging, and that's led to concerns about the spread of things like tuberculosis and polio. Zoe Daniel reports from the capital, Caracas.
¿Huerto de qué?
Huevo de goma.
Ah, experimento número 143.
Nilda is helping her 16-year-old daughter Maria with her homework. It's just like any after-school household scene. But Maria has cancer and she's enduring constant pain.
It's bad. I get really bad because the pain is so strong. It's like someone is throwing rocks or hammers at me. Sometimes I cry.
As Venezuela falls apart, finding medicine for her daughter and epileptic son is a constant battle for Nilda.
How can I explain as a mother how it feels? Not being able to soothe my baby's pain or her hunger, I feel in despair.
Hyperinflation means buying medicine is beyond most Venezuelan families. And this week, protesters gathered to denounce the government as 90% of essential drugs and medical supplies run short. We visit a major hospital in Caracas, which is running at just 20% of capacity due to lack of staff, drugs and basics like bandages and dressings. This woman has leukemia, but the hospital says it can do little for her.
I came here because I needed the help, so hearing that was not easy.
Doctors are terrified to speak out as the hospitals are guarded by armed thugs protecting the Maduro government's reputation. This doctor can't be identified.
If it's something acute, an emergency situation, bleeding complication or something very more severe, we only have to watch how he deteriorates in front of us.
Diseases like measles, diphtheria, TB and even polio are re-emerging. Malaria is also rampant. Former Health Minister Dr. Jose Felix Oleta has also been threatened. But he's so furious, he's speaking out publicly, pointing to mismanagement by successive socialist governments.
We have a sick healthcare system, unable to attend to the healthcare demands of our population.
Pro-government rallies like this one are frequent to show that President Nicolas Maduro does still have support. But with people so hungry, desperate and frightened, it's difficult to assess people's reasons for attending. This woman denies there's even a health crisis and vehemently supports the president.
He is the noblest person that exists. We have lots of medicine.
Not so at Nilda and Maria's house. Maria doesn't have a lot to look forward to.
Right now, there are three new kids on the hospital and I don't want to get attached to them because I'm scared to lose them. I'm like, if I get attached, I'll cry when they're gone. I'll get sad.
As if she wasn't already sad enough. In Caracas, this is Zoe Daniel for Saturday AM.